And we are ready to go here. Skylar Davis will step into the center circle, and Ingram will step in with him. Davis maybe with a little bit of height advantage. We'll get everybody set here. Referees getting in their positions, and we are just about set to go. Bears and the Wildcats. Referee throws it up, and the tip is controlled by the Wildcats. On the dribble, Walker out front. Carson Walker, the senior. He'll give it off to Sullins. Sullins into the corner. Come back out to Walker. They work it into the lane. Back out. Number 35, Ingram, fires the three. Long rebound. Pops back out to the Licking Wildcats. Wildcats with the basketball. Inside pass. Walker. Walker turns. Kicks it back out. Good ball movement here by the Wildcats early. Bears with a block underneath. Fight for the ball. Jump ball will belong to Mammoth Spring. Good defensive play there. I didn't see who got a hand on it, but someone blocked that shot underneath, and then Colton Boddy reached in and tied up the rebound. Colton will bring it across half court, gives it to Sims out high. Now to Gatewood, around to Boddy. Boddy looking inside. Colton spins, picks up the dribble, comes around to Matheny. Aiden back out to Colton, top of the key. Looks like the Wildcats in a zone here to start with, so the Bears going to have to see if they can open it up with some outside shots here. Driving to the basket, Gatewood will pull up. The ball's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ingram, and he'll hand off to Walker. Walker right back to Ingram. Bears also in a zone here early. We got a deflected pass there. Good hands by Skylar Davis. Got a hand on that pass, knocked it out of bounds. Ingram will inbound in front of the Bear bench. Looking to come in, comes into Walker. Walker brings it back out. They swing it around to Sullins. Sullins in the corner, underneath pass, stolen by Davis, and then he lost it out of bounds. That's twice that Skyler's been in the passing lane. That time he almost got a steal, but just couldn't keep his feet over that end line. Inbound play. They'll bring it in. Number 15, 80, comes out to Sullins. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound underneath. Back up. No good. Fight for the rebound again. Licking right now, dominating the glass. Mammoth Spring got to get in there and get a rebound, and they do. Colton Boddy, and he comes running out of the pack there. Takes it across half court. Gives it to Gatewood. Gatewood back out to Matheny. They swing him around the outside. Sims. Pass it across the floor to Gatewood. Richard back out to Boddy. Out of Sims. Gavin down low to Davis. Skyler all the way back around outside. Gives it to Boddy. All the way to the basket. Colton Boddy puts it up, and he's going to draw a foul. Colton will go to the line, try to get the first points of the game here. We played a minute and 9 seconds. Nobody scored. Actually, we played 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Colton Boddy at the line to shoot a couple. Shot on the way is good. 1-0. Mammoth Spring with the lead early. That foul, by the way, on number 1580, his first. Colton will set for the second free throw. It's up, and it's good. So Colton Boddy puts the Bears up by two. Back the other way, Walker. Walker will give it to Ingram. They play out front. Walker gets it back, right back over to Ingram. They swing it in the corner to Sullins. Ingram gets it back on the cut, goes underneath, and his shot is blocked by Gatewood. Off the Boddy. Back to Matheny. Aiden with a basketball, holds it outside. Now he's going to drive to the basket, put it up off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Gavin Sims is going to save it in the corner. Back out to Boddy. Colton will set it back up. He'll hand off to Matheny. Aiden looking inside. Back out to Boddy. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it to Matheny. Matheny going to pull up for the jumper, and he's going to be knocked down and fouled. Do they get the foul on? I believe it's going to be Buckner, number 25. And That is Buckner's first, and that's going to send Aiden Matheny to the free throw line. The only points so far have come from the line from Colton Boddy. We played 3 minutes. Shot is on the way, and it's good. 3-0 now for Mammoth Spring. Matheny will set for the second free throw. Aiden, couple of dribbles here. The shot is on the way, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound, though, taken by Gatewood. Good job by Richard. Snuck in and got that rebound. Now, Boddy goes to basket. He'll put it up for two. And the Bears are up 5-0 here early. 4:48 left to play first quarter. Licking with the basketball. They'll bring it across half court. Looks at that zone defense from the Bears. Bears in that 3-2, looks like. We'll give it to Walker. He swings it in the corner to Ingram. Ingram looking inside. His pass went all the way through the lane. He's trying to hit the player in the middle and went out the other side and to his other teammate. Ball's tipped back out. Taken by Buckner. Buckner almost lost it. Hands off to Walker. Back over to the corner. Inside. Shot is up. And we're going to have a foul called. I have to check it here. I believe it's number 15. Yeah, number 15, 80. Fouled as he went to the lane. Fouled by Gavin Sims. Gavin's first on the Bears. Shot on the way by 80 is good. So he'll get the Wildcats on the scoreboard, see if that'll open up the rim for him. 5-1 now, Mammoth Spring with a 4-point lead. 82nd shot is up. It's no good, but the rebound by Ingram, he'll put it back up and in. Just more muscle in there. He just sort of moved the player out of the way. Got to the place he wanted to be. Got the rebound. Matheny with the basketball. Aiden goes behind the back, trying to get free. And he's going to be called for the travel. Picked up his pivot foot. Turns it over, and it's a two-point ball game now. Licking looking to tie it up this trip down. We'll take the lead with a long one. Carson Walker brings it into front court, gives it to Sullins on the left wing, into the corner to Buckner. Buckner looking inside, trying to hit Ingram, who cut down the middle. Nothing there. They bring it back out to Sullins, back over to Adey. To Sullins, inside to Ingram. Ingram will put it up and in. So Ingram has both field goals for the Wildcats, and now we got a shot up and partially blocked there. Richard Gatewood trying to take that ball down the baseline. All the way to the basket, a reach in, and we got a foul on the floor. 5-5, 3:06 left to play in this first quarter. Been a slow start. These teams that are getting used to playing these early morning games. It took Bunker a little while to get going. Once they did, they lit it up in that first game. With the basketball, Sullins brings it back out to Walker, back to Sullins. Sullins inside, pass is stolen by Gatewood. And to Colton Boddy. Colton brings the ball up the floor, gives it off to Sims, right back to Boddy, top of the key. Standing between the circles, gives it to Sims on the right wing. Matheny shot up, no good, gets his own rebound, rebounds it again. Just kept trying to get the ball to go in and couldn't get it to go. Aiden will go back to the free throw line where he is 1 out of 2 on the night. On the morning, I should say. I'm not used to these morning games either. 2 points now for Matheny. Puts the Bears back up by 1-6-5. Colton Johnson checks in as Gavin Sims will set out. So now the Bears have all five seniors on the floor. Aiden Matheny will shoot the second one. It's up and it's good. 3 points now for Matheny. 4 for Boddy. And it's 7-5. Mammoth Spring leading Licking. Buckner goes inside to Ingram, back out to Walker. Walker, free throw line jumper is up, no good. Ingram with a rebound, he couldn't get it to go, and then he's going to commit a foul trying to get it back. Ingram, I think a little frustrated there that he missed that easy one inside, tried to reach in and get the ball back, and was called for the foul. J. Johnson will bring it in to body. Colton to Colton. And Colton body will bring it up the floor. Crosses the Bulldog at half court. Gives Matheny on the left wing. Top of the key. Around to Gatewood. Right side. Gatewood top of the key to body. Inside. Gatewood back out. Colton to the basket. He's going to put it up, and he's going to be called for a charge. Took it too far, all the way down the lane. If he'd have pulled up from about 5-6 feet, he'd have been fine. But there was a wall built underneath the basket. 2:04 left to play first quarter. Bears trying to hold on here to this two-point lead. It is Wildcats with the basketball. Licking, looking inside. They'll bring it back out. Swing it around. Buckner, one dribble off the Walker. Walker underneath the Buckner. He kicks it back out. Walker for three. That's no good. And the rebound's controlled by Colton Boddy. He'll hand off to, Colton Johnson. He hands off to Boddy. Back over to Gatewood. Gatewood back out to a Boddy around to Matheny. Matheny for three. It's on the way. It's good. Aiden Matheny. Now with 6 points to lead all scores, and the Bears are back up 10-5 with the basketball. Buckner in the corner to Sullins underneath to Walker. He had it knocked away. They said touch last by Colton Boddy. So the Licking Wildcats inbound. Ingram thought about the three, didn't take it. Throws it in the corner to Walker. Walker goes baseline. Passes it back out, gives it to Ingram. Ingram drives in, puts the shot up on the run. Tough shot. Nice play. Ingram has 6 of their 7 points. And quickly back the other way, Matheny. Matheny goes up with it, couldn't get it to go. Got his own rebound, couldn't get it to go. Tips it back out, and the Bears have it again. Gatewood thought about the three. They get the ball back, now bounces it back out. Colton body with it, and Colton is going to be fouled. Another foul on the Licky Wildcats, and I believe that is the 5th foul on the Wildcats. And that's going to send Colton body to the free throw line. The foul was on number 11, Blankenship, who had checked in. That is Cohen Blankenship. Colton so far 2 out of 2 at the line. He'll shoot a couple here. As I said that, of course, he missed that first one. Boddy has 4 points. Skylar Davis out as Gavin Sims checks back in. The Bears lose a little size. 37 seconds left to play. Colton knocks in the second one. He's got 5 points. He has 5. Matheny has 6 for all of their scoring so far here in this first quarter. It is 11-7. 26 seconds left here in the quarter. With the basketball, Licking Wildcats holding on to it at half court. Walker, Carson Walker, the senior, in no hurry. He'll back it all the way back out. Guarded by Gatewood, and now almost got a foul there on Matheny, reaching in a little bit there. Shot on the way, a three-pointer is no good. And the rebound comes back out, but it's too late. At the end of the first quarter, your score 11-7. Mammoth Spring with a lead. We'll take a break back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Welcome back to the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Mammoth Spring Bears lead at the end of one quarter, 11-7 over the Licky Wildcats. For the Bears, 6 points for Aiden Matheny, 5 for Colton Boddy. For Licky Wildcats, Jason Ingram has 6 points, 1 point for Conway Adey. With the basketball, Walker out front, swinging around. Blanken chips to Sullen. Sullen's looking inside, back out to Walker. Bears aggressive here with this zone defense, really jumping out on the shooters in a hurry. Walker with it. Walker back out to Sullen. Swinging around the outside. Walker from about 30 feet. That's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Colton Johnson. Boddy has it now. He'll give it off to Sims, and he'll bring it across half court. Into the corner to Gatewood. Richard will bring it all the way back out front to set it up. They swing it around. Matheny for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Walker. Licky with numbers. All the way to basket. Shot up by Ingram is good. Bears didn't get back that time. It was 3-on-1. Boddy with the jumper. That's good. Bounced on the rim and then hit the backboard and went in. 13-9, Mammoth Springs still leads it by four as the teams exchange baskets here to start this second quarter. All the way back out from our front. Walker over to Sullins on the right wing. He's guarded there by Johnson. Gives it back out. They go into Ingram. Ingram to Walker. He'll fire the jumper up and in. Walker, first points in the ball game. And the lead's down to two, and that's a turnover on the Bears. Not a good pass there. They tried to get him Matheny on the wing, and it was picked off by the Wildcats. Wildcats with the ball. Sullins out front. Still swinging around. Over to Walker. Inside now to Ingram. Back out. Walker for three. That's on the way. That's no good. And Ingram's going to get a rebound on that long bounce back out. Walker shooting again and knock it down. Walker for three and Licky now with a one-point lead, 14-13. Sims will give it back to Colton Boddy. Colton backs it back out, standing on the Bulldog at half court. His pass almost stolen again. A couple of dangerous passes there. Blankenship's going to pick up his second foul since he's checked into the game. Bears maybe a little rusty. They haven't been able to practice. They had a dead period there where they're not allowed to practice for 3 days. And Aiden Matheny inside with a tough shot. Matheny now with 8 points. Eight of their 15. Quickly back the other way. The Wildcats with the basketball. Walker outside the Blankenship. And he'll back it back out. Gives it to Sullen. Sullins around to Buckner. Buckner inside to Ingram. Ingram kicks it back out. They swing it in the corner to Walker. He drives in. And the Bears had good position, but if they just held their ground, but they reached trying to make that block and got called for the foul. We'll see who the foul's on. Number 13, Gavin Sims. Gavin had good position. Him and another one of the Bear players was there. But that's going to send Walker to the free throw line with a chance to tie it up here for the first one. And it's good. Walker scored 6 points here in this quarter, did not score in the first quarter. Davis going to check back in. Sims will get a breather. 15-15, 5:08 left to play first half. Kind of what you'd expect with a 8-9 seed here in the tournament. Walker hits the second, puts the Wildcats up by one. Colton Boddy with it. He'll hand off to Richard Gatewood. Gatewood back to Boddy. Bears with the basketball. Outside, Matheny thought about the three. Didn't take it. Aiden backs it back out. Pass across the floor. Dangerous pass. They got it over to Boddy. Boddy back to Matheny. Matheny. Shot on the way is short, but he gets his own rebound. Brings it back out to Gatewood. Richard will give it back to Colton Boddy, and the Bears will set up the offense down one. In the corner to Johnson. Johnson's pass is going to be knocked away. It's out of bounds, and it'll belong to Mammoth Spring. They said touch last by the Wildcats. For substitution, Ade checks back in. And Blankenship will sit down with his two fouls. 4:23 left to play here in the first half. Colton Boddy spins to the basket, puts it up on the run. Couldn't get it to go. Matheny got the rebound. Got it blocked as he went back up. Walker with it now. Licking with a one-point lead and the basketball. Ingram looking inside. He'll come back out to Buckner. He'll fire for three. That's no good. The rebound taken by Gatewood. Bears with the basketball. Colton Boddy out front looking inside. Gives it out to Davis. Around to Gatewood. Richards been quiet here so far. He was one of the leading scorers in that last game against Pocahontas. With the basketball. Gatewood, three-pointer on the way, is off the rim, no good. Rebound to Ingram. Ingram will give it to Walker. He'll push it down the left side. Holds up the free throw line, back across to Ingram. To Sullins in the corner. Sullins pass back out right to Davis. Skyler with it. He'll give it back to Johnson, now to Boddy. Over to Matheny. Back to Colton Boddy. Colton looking inside. Spins into the lane, puts the shot up on the run, can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by the Wildcats. Up the floor. Ingram underneath, tried to pass it to a teammate. They come back out, Walker with it. Walker goes in, and he's going to be fouled. They'll call the foul, and we'll see who it's on. For the Bears, the foul was called on number 35, Matheny. So Aiden picks up his second. Walker knocks down the free throw. He has been the offense here in the second quarter for the Wildcats. Walker's second shot is on the way, and it's good. He scored 9 points here in the quarter, 9 of their 11. Right now, 3-point lead for the Licking Wildcats, their biggest lead of the ball game. Davis is going to fire for three. That's off the rim, and the rebound's pulled down by Sullen. Wildcats head the other way. Walker to Sullen. Into the corner to Ingram. Ingram holds on to it, gets it back out to Walker. Content here just to run some time. They work it inside, back out to Ade, to Walker, around to Sullins. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound chased down by Richard Gatewood. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Davis over to Matheny. Back out to Gatewood. Bears. The pass is inside, and it's going to be stolen. Walker off to Ingram. Ingram puts it up and in. And Coach Cooper immediately wants a timeout. He's not happy with his team right now. 5 points, Licking lead, 20-15, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And again, welcome back to Cabool High School. The Licking Wildcats now with their biggest lead. They lead it by 5, 20-15. Bears led by 5 a couple of times early in the ballgame. But they are struggling to get any offense going here now in this second quarter. It's early start time. Seems to be bothering them. They were red hot last week for 29 points in one quarter. In the Battle of the Borders. Walker all the way to the basket, and he's going to be called for a travel. Kind of lost his balance as he went into the lane. He was expecting more contact, and the Bears backed off. The travel was called. Sims will inbound. Gets it in to Colton Boddy, then gets it right back. Gavin with the basketball. Over to Davis. To Gatewood, and he had it stolen. Walker with a steal. Walker's going to put it up and in. And Walker, right now, dominating in this quarter, has scored 11 points, almost matching the Mammoth Spring Bear total for the ball game. They've got 15. Gatewood for three. It's on the way. It's good. Hey, maybe that'll get Richard warmed up here. He hits the three, and the Bears are back to within four that quick. Not a real high-scoring game, 22-18. 50 seconds left to play here in the half. Outside, Ingram with it, around to Walker. Walker drives in, and he's going to be fouled. Carson Walker back to the free throw line. Already has 11 points in the quarter. That foul on Colton Johnson is his first. 43 seconds left to play in the half. Walker at the line, short on the first one. That's his first miss at the free throw line. He had made four in a row before that. He'll shoot the second. It's up, and it's good. Walker with 12 points now in the quarter, and it's a five-point licking lead, 23-18. Gatewood with the basketball. Gatewood looking inside, comes out to Colton Boddy. Colton is going to set, shoot the three. That's no good. Rebound by Sullivan. Bears just not on right now. They're struggling here early with the basketball. Ingram. Holds on to it, looking for help. He'll bring it back out to Walker. Looks like the Wildcats holding for the final shot, leading by five. 7 seconds on the clock. Walker goes baseline, and we're going to get a foul called on Sims for Gavin. That's going to be three. Gavin picks up his third with 4 seconds left to play in the first half. It is the fourth team foul. Christian Thome going to check in now for the Bears. A little bit of foul trouble. Sims with three. Matheny on the bench with two. Inbound play. Walker going to fire the jumper up. No good. Rebound by Boddy. Boddy turns to throw it the other way but had it blocked. So at the half, your score, 23-18. Licking, leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business to personalized advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized solutions to help you run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central Arkansas and Northeast Arkansas or South Central Missouri. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Bears.
Well, welcome back again to Cabool High School. Bears struggling in that first half, scored 18 points, trail by 5, 23-18 to the Licking Wildcats. For Licking, it's been really 2 players that have dominated. Carson Walker with 12 first half points, all 12 in the second quarter. and 10 points for Jason Ingram. 6 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. 1 point for Conway Day. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, Aiden Matheny leading the way, although he's in some foul trouble. He's got 8 points, 7 for Colton Boddy, 3 for Richard Gatewood, and that's all the scoring in that first half for the Bears, who have really struggled here. One of their worst halves of the year so far. This is not the Bears that we're used to seeing out here. And I know that Coach Cooper will have a message for them at the half. And, well, they're already back out in the locker room. They kind of struggled in the first half of one of the games last week, come out, scored 29 in that third quarter. So see if it has the same effect on them today. Again, we are at the half. Earlier today, Bunker, a winner over Plato in the first game. The top-seeded Eagles looked really good. They cruised the 71-22 win. The winner of this game will play Bunker tomorrow afternoon. The loser will play Plato at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So Bears will have to see if they want to get up early. They're going to have to come back, or they're going to have to get up early and make that trip from Mammoth all the way back up here to play at 9 o'clock in the morning. I want to say thank you again to our boosters. They include Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Farm Bureau Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Main Street Automotive in Mammoth Springs, Forstler's True Value in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street, Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton, Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, Indy First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters, and Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Those are boosters for Bear Basketball. Remind you, this is a busy, busy day of basketball here at Kabul. Come on out and enjoy the tournament. Always a good tournament here at Kabul. We talked about it this game, the second game on the day. When this one's over, Norwood will play Houston. That one's scheduled to tip around noon. And then around 1:30, Salem will take on Summersville. That's Salem, Missouri. At 3 o'clock, Liberty plays Dora. At 4:30, Gainesville plays Winona. At 6, Mansfield plays Kabul. And at 7:30, Alton will play Eminence. And we'll have that Alton Comet ball game for you here on K-Country 95, so be sure and tune in for that. Well, the Bears are back out. The Licky Wildcats are still in the locker room. And so we are still about 4 minutes away from our second half of basketball. We'll take another break. We'll come back with more from Kabul in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
High school students, your future starts now. Through Ozarka College's concurrent credit and career training programs, you can explore hands-on careers in automotive, nursing, welding, and more, often at little or no cost. Gain real-world experience and graduate ahead of the game. Talk to your high school counselor or visit ozarka.edu to learn more. Ozarka College, life-changing.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative is returning $5.9 million in capital credits to their members in December. Depending on the amount, refunds will be given as a mailed check or statement credit to those who were billed for electricity in 2000, 2001, and 2022. Returning capital credits sets co-ops apart from investor-owned utilities, and NAEC is proud to be owned by those they serve. They wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are on the court, and the Bank of Salem is proud to sponsor boys and girls basketball this season. Bank of Salem has been serving this community for years. They know what matters here, supporting local families, local businesses, and local sports. Whether you need a checking account, a home loan, or just want to keep your money close to home, Bank of Salem is here to help. Stop by their branches, download their mobile app, or visit bksalem.net. Bank of Salem, your local bank, supporting your local team. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day,
Make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And again, welcome back to Duke the Bull High School, the Mammoth Spring Bears, and the Licking Wildcats, the 8-9 seed going at it here in the second game of the tournament on the day. And at the half, the 9 seed, Licking Wildcats, lead by 5, 23-18. But as we said, this is not the same Bears team that we saw in the Battle of the Border. So hopefully they'll get woke up here in the second half and be ready to play some Bears basketball for us here. As they continue to warm up, looks like they're getting some shots to go now out here in warm-ups. It's a little easier when nobody's guarding you, I guess. That's my best way of shooting one when there's nobody around. 23-18 again at the half is the score. There is some foul trouble for the Bears. Gavin Sims, the junior starting guard, he has 3 first-half fouls. And Aiden Matheny had 2 for the Licking Wildcats. Cohen Blankenship off the bench came in. He picked up 2 fouls in that first half. About a minute left here in our halftime break. The referees have made their way back out. Again, we invite you to stop by Kabul High School and enjoy all the good basketball you'll see here today at Kabul. The Kabul Holiday Tournament. Of course, the tournament continues tomorrow with second round action, and we'll keep on having games. We'll have games on Monday, and then on Tuesday, we'll wrap it up with the championship round. So a busy few days of basketball here from Kabul. Looks like the Bears will have the ball to start the second half. They come back to their starters here. It will be Sims, the junior, along with the 4 seniors, Gatewood, Matheny, Davis, and Body. The Licking Wildcats still in the huddle. We'll get their players as they take the floor here. We'll run that final 20 seconds off the clock. And they also go back to their starters. So it'll be Walker, along with Sullins, Aday, Buckner, and Ingram. Bears inbound. Gavin Sims. Like everybody's ready. 8 minutes on the clock. Sims into Gatewood. And Gatewood across half court on the dribble. They come over to the side. Matheny with it. He thought about the 3. Didn't take it. They swing it back across. Davis back out to Matheny. Aiden to the basket. Puts it up on the run. Tough shot by Matheny. And he's in double figures with 10. 23-20 now. 3-point game. With the basketball, Walker picks up the dribble, gives it to Ingram. Bears went away from that zone now. They're matching up man-to-man, pass inside. Shot up. It's blocked by Davis. Back out to Walker, to Ingram. I keep looking up for the shot clock. In Missouri, there is no shot clock. And Ingram, a tough drive to the basket. He's got 12. Back to a 5-point Licking lead. Bears got to toughen up on defense here. With the basketball, Gatewood, he'll put it up on the run. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Davis has it. Out to Sims. He'll fire for 3. It's good. Gavin Sims knocks down the 3, and the Bears are back to within 2. Walker with it. He has Colton Body on him. Again, Bears matching up here man-to-man. Walker and Body, that's a good matchup there. Aday gets it, guarded by Gatewood. Hands off to a Walker. Walker around to Sullins. Sullins gets around the defense. Back out, Walker for 3. It's on the way. It's no good. And a good box out. Matheny. And they're going to call a jump ball. Wow, it looked like they reached over Aiden Matheny to tie that up. The Bears did a good job boxing out, so good that the ball bounced on the floor between the players. But it will be Licking basketball. Wildcats with it. Looking inbound, still looking, having some trouble getting it in. Now they do. Sullins to Walker. Walker in the corner. He gets the screen and they'll switch it. Now Davis out on Walker. Bring it around to Ingram. Ingram. Bears switching on defense. Davis got a hand on it. and bring it back out to Ingram. Again, Lincoln in no hurry. They lead it by two. They want to slow this down. Don't want to get in a running contest with the Bears. Then we're going to get a foul, I believe, an offensive foul call on number 25, Buckner. That'll be his second. So the Bears will get the ball back, a chance to tie it up this trip down. Dalton Body brings it into the front court. Body into the high post to Davis, to Gatewood. Gatewood back out to Matheny. Matheny drives to the basket, puts it up on the run, can't get to go on the rebound, pulled down by the Licking Wildcats. Walker drives to the basket, wild shot up and in. Walker with 14. And the Wildcats back up four. Body to Sims around to Matheny. He'll fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Walker. Walker on the push, drives in, kicks it out to Ingram. Ingram drives to the basket, puts it up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Davis. Davis to Body up the floor to Gatewood. Gatewood is going to be called for a charge. Good defense there again by the Licking Wildcats. And the Wildcats will have the basketball leading by four again, 27-23. 5:01 left to play in the third quarter. With the basketball, Walker is guarded by Colton Body, looking for help, comes out to Ingram. Ingram thought about the three. Matchup of 235 there is Ingram and Matheny are against each other. Matheny with a good job there. He gets the rebound on a missed shot. Back up the floor. Gatewood for three. Richard, second three of the game. He's got six. And the lead's down to one now, 27-26. For the basketball, Walker trying to get around the defense. Gets it back out to Sullivan. Inside to a day. He puts it up, no good, and the rebound's pulled down by Matheny. And he had it knocked away, and he's got a little bit of extracurricular there as Matheny and Buckner not seeing eye to eye. And Buckner is called for the foul. His third. That's going to get Blankenship back in the ball game. He'll come in, and Buckner will sit down with three. Blankenship has two. Bears will inbound here. Gatewood now will bring it up the floor as Colton Body runs to the other end. Off to Sims. Sims looking inside. Still looking for help. Good aggressive defense here from the Licking Wildcats. Gatewood with it. Richard on the dribble outside. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Sims. Around to Matheny. Back to Gatewood. Corner three on the way is off the rim. No good. Foul for it. Controlled by Matheny. Aiden with the basketball looking for help. Gives it to Body. Colton driving down the lane all the way to the basket up and in. And the Bears are back on top by one now, 28-27. With the basketball now, Walker out front. He's guarded by Colton Body. Bears a little bit more aggressive here since they went to this man-to-man. I think it's got them a little bit more into the game. Walker shot no good. Five for the rebound. A day with it. Back out to Sullins. Around to Walker. He's going to fire a three. That's no good. Rebound again by a day. Back out. Sullins for three. His shot no good. And Matheny pulls down the rebound. He'll give it to Gatewood. Bears back across half court on offense. Dalton Body into Sims. Right back to Body. He's going to fire for three. It's good. Bears starting to warm up offensively. They have already scored 12 points in this quarter after only scoring 18 in all of the first half. Walker in the lane, pull-up jumpers on the way, no good. Rebound by Davis. Off to Gatewood. Richard pushing the ball up the floor. Richard into the lane, kicks it back out. Davis thought about it, didn't take it. Gives it to Matheny. Aiden with a basketball. Hook pass inside to Gatewood. It's on the floor, picked up by the Licking Wildcats. Sullins off to Blankenship, and he's going to be fouled. That foul going to be called on Richard Gatewood, his second. Bears lead it by four now, 31-27. They trailed by five to start this quarter. At the line, Blankenship to shoot a couple. First one is good. His first points of the ball game. First point, I should say, of the ball game. Matheny out now. He'll get a breather. And Johnson checks back in with a basketball. Blankenship shot up, no good. And Davis pulls down the rebound. He'll give it to Johnson. Johnson over to Sim. Out of body, and he brings it across half court on the dribble. Colton picks up his dribble, and his pass is knocked away. Dangerous pass again. Something you don't see Colton do a whole lot. He usually takes good care of the basketball, but he's made a couple of those passes today. Down to 2:02 to play in the third quarter. It's a three-point lead, 31-28. Colton Boddy with the basketball, looking for help now as he picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Sims. Sims. On the dribble, hands off to Boddy. Boddy sends in. He picks up his dribble across to Davis. Out to Sims. Sims back to Gatewood. Gatewood had it knocked away. Good defensive play there by Walker. And then Gatewood almost got it back. He knocked it away from Walker, but the ball still belongs to the Licking Wildcats. Colton Boddy guarding the inbound as Walker sets a trigger it in. Into Ingram. Ingram got a good post up inside. And then the Bears not only made a mistake and give Ingram inside position, they committed the foul. And that foul on number 10, Davis, is his first. Ingram at the line as 14. Make it 15. Ingram with 15 points, and we're tied at 31. Davis with the basketball. He'll bring it across half court on the dribble. Skyler into the corner to Gatewood. Gatewood swings to the basket, puts it up on the run. Can't get to go, gets his own rebound, and then drew a foul as he went back up. Adai going to get called for the foul, his second. And Richard Gatewood will go to the free throw line. Richards hit a pair of threes. I think he's just too close that time. Shooting the layup. 31-31, a minute 16 left to play in the third quarter. Shot on the way is off the rim, no good. Richard missed the first. Matheny will check back in as Sims will get a breather. So Gatewood set for the second here. It's up, and it is in and out, no good. Missed them both. That's something you won't see Richard do a lot, but he did today. With the basketball, Blankenship out front for Licking. Bounces around the outside, goes to the basket all the way in, missed the layup. Rebound by Adai. He kicks it back out to Walker. They swing it around to Ingram. Ingram goes inside. Adai with it, back out to Ingram down the lane. A little up and under for Ingram. He scored seven in the quarter, has 17 in the ball game. And Licking now is back up by two. Bears with the basketball. Bears made a nice run here to start the quarter. Davis to the basket, picks it up and in. Skyler Davis with a nice move to tie it up at 33. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Walker with it, stands at half court. He's watching the clock run down. Looks like they're going to play for the final shot here in the quarter. Down to 14 seconds to play. Davis now has switched off on Walker out front. Now they switch it back. Matheny knocked the ball loose. Matheny with a steal and then lost it. Picked up by Blankenship. He'll fire for three. That's no good. And at the end of three quarters, the score all tied up. 33-33, Mammoth Spring and Licking. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe every shot counts on the court and in real life. That's why we're committed to success in academics, athletics, and the arts. From our innovative programs to our committed faculty and staff, we want to provide everything our students need to succeed. As we cheer on the Bears this season, remember, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today and inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Welcome back again to Kabul High School. We are set for the fourth quarter. We are all tied up, 33-33, Mammoth Spring and Licking. Whoever wins this quarter wins the ball game. Colton Body will cross half court as the Bears get the ball to start this fourth. And a bad pass, almost stolen, but picked back up. Now they go underneath to Davis. Davis off to Johnson. Johnson back to Davis. Good pass. Good pass from Colton Johnson over to Davis for an easy two. The Bears are back up by two, 35-33. With the basketball. Wildcats have it. Blankenship out front. He'll back it all the way back out to the Bulldog at half court. Hands off to Sullins on the weave. Sullins pass inside to Ingram. Ingram back out. Blankenship for three, and it's good. Big bucket there from Blankenship. His first field goal of the game. He's got four. Matheny with it. Matheny is going to be called for a charge. Obvious charge. If it just went straight up, he had it. But he tried to continue on to the basketball and ran right in to big number 35. Jason Ingram, who's played a good ball game here for these Licking Wildcats. He has 17 of their 36. Licking by one with a basketball. Walker will bring it across half court, picked up by Colton Body. Back out to Ingram. Ingram over to Blankenship. Blankenship has just hit a big three. Gives it to Sullins. Sullins' pass inside is stolen. Good defense by Aiden Matheny. Bears with it. Colton Body for three. That's off the rim. No good, but the rebound taken down by Gatewood. Over to Davis. Davis back to Johnson. Johnson back out to Matheny. Bears going to set up the offense here. Trailing by one, 36-35. 6:26 left to play. Matheny for three. It's on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound by Johnson back up, and he's going to draw a foul. Almost got fouled by his own player. A couple of Bears going for that basketball, ran together. Johnson came up with it. And Colton now goes to the line for some big free throws here. Bears down one. That foul was on number 35, Ingram, his second. Shot on the way by Johnson is good. We're tied at 36. Johnson will set for the second, a chance to put the Bears up one. It's on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Blankenship. Quickly the other way. Walker on the dribble. Gives it to Blankenship on the wing. Back out to Ingram. Around to Sullins. Sullins underneath. Walker was all alone, but that pass a little late. Walker trying to work his way in. Comes back out to Sullins. The Blankenship, top of the key. Back to Walker. Carson Walker with a basketball. Walker with 14 points in the ball game, 12 of them in the second quarter. Only scored 2 cents. With a basketball. Outside, Walker guarded by Colton Body. Tied at 36, down to 5:37 to play in this third quarter. Colton Johnson switches off. Walker pulls for three. No good. The rebound pulled down by Gatewood. Colton Body up the floor to Davis. Skyler picks up his dribble, comes back out to Gatewood. They swing it around to Matheny. Underneath, Gatewood on a nice cut and a good feed from Aiden Matheny. Gatewood now with 8 points. And the Bears are up by two, 38-36. Walker with a beautiful move inside. Walker now with 16. Quickly back the other way. Matheny. And Matheny stepped out of bounds on the sideline. He had a wide open layup, tried to take off to go to the basket, and he stepped back. See that happen a lot with people standing that close to the sideline. Right now, Licky wants a timeout. We're tied at 38, 4:57 left to play. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Cabool High School. The Bears and the Licking Wildcats all tied up at 38 with 4:57 left to play in this ball game. Game got started a little early. That first game went pretty fast as the top-seeded Buffalo Eagles dominated Plato in their game 71-22. Mammoth Spring will come back out on the floor. Same five that left the floor. Four of their starters, then Colton Johnson in for Gavin Sims, who's on the bench right now with three fouls. So they got all five seniors in there. With 4:57 left to play, it will be Licking basketball. It'll be Ingram to inbound. He'll bring it in to Walker. Ingram, just a sophomore. He's a good one already. A couple more years for those Licking Wildcats. With the basketball, Walker picks up his dribble, gives it to Ingram. Ingram back over to Buckner. Buckner also played the three fouls. Ingram has it. He'll come back out to Walker. Bears matching up now man-to-man, switching on all the screens. Walker trying to get around Davis. Dowler doing a good job moving his feet, staying in front of the old quick point guard. And Walker wanting them to clear it out. And he'll back it back out. No hurry here. They're taking time off the clock. Out to Buckner. Buckner trying to get free. Brings it out. Back over to Ingram. Ingram with Matheny on him. Bears starting to get a little closer here on defense, getting a little impatient. Walker passes it back out. Sullins over to Ingram. Ingram looking inside. Gives it to Adai. Adai can't get anything. He'll come back out. And they've run about a minute off the clock here on this possession and get to shoot a shot. Now they'll shoot one on a beautiful pass from Ingram to Adai. And Adai will drop it in for two. Matheny back the other way. Puts it up. Couldn't get it to go. Gets his rebound. Goes back up and in. That time they tried to draw the defense. Didn't get the call, so there was nobody there to stop Matheny from going back up that second time. With the basketball, Walker outside. We're tied at 40, by the way. 3:17 left to play. Walker looking inside, gives it to Buckner, top of the key. And a switch on the play. Davis on Buckner, and it's knocked away by Matheny. Now Matheny's going to be called for a foul. He knocked the ball loose and then dove for it and took out the legs of one of the Licking Wildcats. That is the fourth now on Aiden Matheny. Gavin Sims will check back in. Colton Johnson out. And Coach Cooper yelling out, Aiden, that's four. Let me know. Be careful here. The 2:59 to play. He's not going to take him out. Let him try to play with those four fouls. Excuse me. Walker on the dribble. Trying to get free, double team. Pass back out, threw it over the head of Sullins. Sullins was able to run it down. Sullins off to Ingram. Down 2:36 to play. Ingram directed traffic. He's going to get out of the way, clear out. Let me have it. He's wanting to go one-on-one with Matheny, and he takes it to the basket, puts it up and in. And that's a smart play by Ingram. He knew Matheny had four fouls, couldn't do a whole lot. Ball's knocked loose. Matheny has it He'll go up for the shot. Can't get to go. Back up. He puts it up again. No good. And Aiden just can't be as aggressive as he wants to. He's playing with four fouls. And he went up a little soft with that one. Pass inside. The ball's knocked away. Good defensive play by Skyler Davis. Quickly back the other way. Gatewood with it. Richard backs it back out. Picks the ball up. He needs help. Still looking. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout. 42-40, licking by two. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And welcome back again here to Cabool High School. Licking still in the timeout here. Mammoth Spring trailing by two, 42-40. It will be Bear basketball. Gavin Sims will trigger the ball in. He's standing by the Bear bench right beside Houston Cooper. And Sims set to trigger it in. Still looking. He'll bring it in to Body. Colton with the basketball out to Gatewood. Back to Body. Colton over to Davis. They play catch with it. To Gatewood. He thought about the three. Didn't take it. Comes back out. Colton will go to the basket. Puts it up. Oh, off the rim. No good. That ball looked like it went halfway down and come back out. Now, Licking going to be really content here to take some time off. Walker with it. Kicks it back out to Sullen. Sullen will give it to Buckner. Buckner on the dribble. Back out to Ingram. Ingram with Gatewood on him. Hands off to Sullen. Sullen had it knocked away. Goes back, picks it up. He'll come back out to Ingram. Down to 55 seconds. Bears going to have to commit a foul here if they can't. Oh, and said that Walker shoots the layup. Now it's a four-point game. Bears need points in a hurry. And we got a blocking foul called on Walker. Gatewood run him over on the sideline. That could have went either way. Richard will inbound. Looking to come in, still looking. Bears need points in a hurry. Sims to Gatewood. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by a day, and they have to foul now. Tyler Davis going to commit the foul. His second. That's going to send. That's just the third foul, so they still got to commit a couple more just to put them at the foul line. Gatewood now. Called for the foul. Kind of a tangle there between those two players. And Gatewood gets up, goes back over on the floor. And we'll have an inbound again for Licking. 32 seconds left to play. And the next one will put them at the free throw line. Matheny can't commit a foul, though. Oh, that's not a good foul. Kind of give him a shove there. Very close to the intentional. That will be the fifth foul, the second on Colton Body. Well, the Bears are a little frustrated. Haven't played their best game today by far. Right now, at the line will be Buckner, number 25. Buckner has not scored in this game. 31 seconds left to play. Shot on the way is good. Big free throw there. 5-point lead now for the Licking Wildcats, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. They'll try to make it six here at the line. Shot is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Colton Body. Colton pushing the ball up the floor. That ball is knocked away out of bounds. That's last. By the Licking Wildcats, it was a dangerous pass. Trying to hurry and get the ball up the floor as quick as possible. but almost threw it right to the Licking Wildcats. Davis out to Sims, over the body, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by the Wildcats. So the Bears again will try to inbound. Trailing by five, down to 23 seconds left to go. This game quickly getting out of reach for the Bears. Davis with a nice offensive rebound out to Sims. He'll fire for three. That's good. Big bucket there. Bears needed that. With 14 seconds left to play. Timeout taken. Bears trailing by two. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And again, welcome back to Kabul High School. Bears need a miracle here. They're down by two. Well, maybe not a miracle, but they need a good defensive play here, make a quick steal, and have a chance to tie this one up. If not, they're going to have to commit a foul. Bears back out on the floor with their starters. Athene playing with four fouls, three fouls for Gatewood, three for Sims, two for Davis, and two for Body. Inbound play here. Looks like they'll trigger it in. Looking to come in. Still looking. They'll get it into Ingram, and nobody around. And that's going to be a layup on the other end. A complete breakdown there defensively by the Bears. And then they turn it over. And that's going to do it. That will give the Wildcats a four-point lead and the basketball. With 4 seconds left to play. Inbound play here for the Wildcats. And all they got to do is get it inbound. No sense fouling. Now this one's over. And a lob up. It's no good. At the end of your ball game, your score, 47-43. The Licking Wildcats have defeated the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap this one up here.